This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical on Judith Kirby, last name K-E-R-B-Y, Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H. Place was Prometica, formerly called Briarwood. Date seen was November the 14th, 2022, new paragraph patient profile. Mrs. Kirby is a 75-year-old female who came from Hurley on the 11th of November period. New paragraph chief complaint. She was hospitalized for encephalopathy and is known to have ascites, but had evidence of acute confusion and hypovolemia and abdominal pain, period. She's here for subacute rehab, period. New paragraph, history of present illness. Mrs. Kirby was living with her daughter and granddaughter. Her daughter, who was a caregiver, was on a cruise, and her granddaughter was caring for her, period. Over the few days before admission to Hurley, she had poor appetite and generalized weakness and had not been taking much in, period. The day of admission, she woke up covered in urine and stool and was sent in by the visiting nurse, period. She's known to have chronic diarrhea due to dumping syndrome from previous bariatric surgery many years ago, period. She estimates about 17 years ago, period. She had the diarrhea since around that time frame, period. There's no associated abdominal pain, and the diarrhea is described as watery and just comes like buckets of water, period. It is chronic, period. However, she's very dry and on arrival, period. She's known to have cirrhosis due to non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, but her liver enzymes were only mildly elevated, pneumonia was level, period. CT of the abdomen showed mural wall thickening, and she was treated with antibiotics for colitis, period. However, the thickening was there on the previous admission, period. New paragraph, she now still complains of diarrhea, period. She's much less confused and was oriented today, period. She denies having dementia, but she had been on donepezil 10 milligrams daily, period. There might be some mild memory issues, but she seemed fairly well today, period. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional. She's not feeling feverish or having chills. She thinks from a fall a few weeks ago she had decreased vision in the right eye, period. However, she can see adequately, period. ENT, no earaches or throat hoarseness or major hearing problems. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no angina or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain now, but she did have when she came to the hospital. Pure chest, significant diarrhea, no nausea or vomiting. GU, no dysuria or hematuria. Musculoskeletal, denies arthralgias. She does change that. She has, admits to back pain and some arthralgias, period. There's a diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis in the past, but I do not see any sign of itis, period. There's a bit of slight thickening of the metacarpophalangeal joints, period. Skin was intact, warm, and dry without major lesions, period. Neurologic, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. On her skin, put down, she denies rash or itch. A neurologic add, she has some neuropathic pains. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, and she does not have diabetes mellitus. No alteration in temperature tolerance, no excessive thirst. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. New paragraph, past history is positive for TIA 5 years ago and no clear-cut deficits, but COPD, depression, fibromyalgia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension. She once had hypokalemia, osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, lumbar radiculopathy and back pain. Rheumatoid arthritis was diagnosed in the past. Possible stroke history, but she definitely had a TIA at least. She's not aware of any lateralizing deficits except she has shoulder pain from a fall in the past. Ventral hernia noted. surgical history, abdominal surgery, back surgery, carpal tunnel release, cholecystectomy, loop recorder, which is disconnected and it's no longer monitored. Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, and she did lose quite a bit of weight. Toe surgery. Social history, she's a former smoker but quit a few years ago. No alcohol excess. Paragraph family history. Her mother had diabetes mellitus, period. Her father had COPD, period. Her sister has breast cancer and had a mastectomy. She has a son with diabetes mellitus. New paragraph, medications. Clostyramine, one pack daily. Loperamide, 2 milligrams 4 times a day as needed, which is now stopped. Pregabalin, 75 milligrams twice a day. Norco, 5-25, 1 every 6 hours as needed. Ciprofloxacin, 250 milligrams twice a day for 5 days, and that should be only a couple of days left. Depakote, EC, 250 milligrams every 8 hours. Donepezil, 10 milligrams nightly. Duloxetine, 60 milligrams daily. Furosemide, 40 milligrams daily. Metronidazole, 250 milligrams 3 times a day for 5 more days, so she'd have about 2 days left. Potassium chloride, 10 milliequivalents daily. Primidone, 50 milligrams. Same as Primidone, 100 milligrams twice a day. Spironolactone, 100 milligrams daily. Vitamin B with C, 0.8 milligrams one daily. Zestril, 10 milligrams daily. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill appearing at present. Blood pressure 120 over 61, temperature 98.5, pulse 92, respiratory rate 18, O2 sat 96%. Had a neck exam, pupil decline reactive delight, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements intact, oral mucosa normal. Used normal inspection, hearing was good, neck up with no mass, no palpable thyromegaly, no nodes. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no gout, no murmur, no edema, fetal pulse is palpable. Abdomen, soft, slightly distended, a bit tympanitic, no mass, no palpable organomegaly. CNS, cranial nerves normal, sensation is intact. Motor is grossly normal in all limbs. Musculoskeletal, she did have a bit of decreased shoulder range of motion on the right due to pain, but strength in the upper extremities and lower extremities is symmetrical, period. There's no significant edema, no cyanosis, no active synovitis or joint inflammation anywhere. New paragraph. Skin was intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions, period. There's a very old, tiny burn mark in the dorsum of the left foot, period. Mental status, she's now oriented to time, place, and person, except she forgot the exact date, period. Affect was normal. Paragraph assessment and plan. 1, Mrs. Kirby had evidence of colitis and we're completing some antibiotics, namely metronidazole and cipro, period. However, it's unclear if it's acute because she had similar CT findings in the past, period. GI was, I'm going to cancel that, just say, 2, she has cirrhosis due to non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, and this appears to be stable with no ascites and ammonia was level, period. It was not felt that the confusion was due to hepatic encephalopathy, period. Continued spironolactone and Lasix, period. 3, she has encephalopathy, not deemed to be hepatic encephalopathy, and was a bit hypovolemic on admission, and was likely metabolic of multifactorial causes, period. before. There's history of dementia, and she was in an episode, but we're holding that for now and watching her because she seems to be coherent, period. 5, she has essential hypertension. I will continue by Lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, period. 6, she has chronic back pain. I will continue Lyrica 75 milligrams twice a day, Norco 5-25, 1 every 6 hours is needed, period. 7, for the diarrhea, I'll add Lamotil back again to the cholestyramine and increase the cholestyramine to twice a day, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.
Boy.
Listen, Linda.
Listen, Linda.